Danielle Steele's Once in a Lifetime. Starring Lindsay Wagner. A view of the New York City skyline at night, then Radio City Music Hall. Barry Bostwick. Christmas trees sprinkled with lights surround a majestic fountain at the front of a plush hotel. Inside the hotel, two lavishly dressed women stroll across the foyer.
That's what I call a party. Great food, great music, great looking men.
Yeah.
Jack Hawkins loved your new idea, Danny. I'll bet you get a 3-book deal out of this.
Oh, please. 1 book at a time. I'm already working around the clock trying to make this next deadline.
Well, you're not working tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve. You'll be singing carols and drinking eggnog until dawn.
Barbara, would you be very upset if I didn't come tomorrow?
Yes, I would. It wouldn't be Christmas Eve without you.
You always make me feel so much at home.
Daphne, I know this is a difficult time of year for you. I don't want you to be alone.
I'll be fine. I just need some quiet time.
Okay. Gonna be missing out on a great time.
I know.
Let's go get a cab.
I'm gonna walk.
Fine, you're the boss. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They hug, then Daphne and Barbara go their separate ways. Looking despondent, Daphne stops in front of a bookstore, where her photograph is splashed across the window, along with an insert of her book, entitled Lovers.
I believe in you, Daphne. You have so much talent. You're gonna write a bestseller someday.
Oh, you think so, huh?
I know so.
Well, I'd rather spend all my time with you.
Time? We have all the time in the world, Daphne. All the time in the world.
Now, Daphne's walking down the street when she notices a little girl drop her teddy bear.
Wait, wait, wait. There you go.
Say thank you, honey.
Come on back, would you?
Smiling angelically, the little girl clutches her teddy bear and heads off with her parents. A look of sadness darkens Daphne's face as she crosses the road. As the car skids to a halt, Daphne sails over the bonnet, then slams onto the ground. Now Daphne's lying unconscious in a hospital bed, a heart rate monitor bleeping beside her. A doctor shines a light into her eyes, then tucks a clipboard under her arm and heads out of the room. Based on the novel Once in a Lifetime by Danielle Steele.
Dr. Wells?
Yes.
I'm Barbara Bryce. I'm Daphne Field's assistant.
Oh, good.
Is she going to be all right?
We'll have to wait and see. She suffered extensive head trauma. We won't know if there's any brain damage until she wakes up. You can stay if you like.
Thank you.
You were the only one listed on her emergency card. Is there anyone else we should call? A husband?
No, she's not married.
8 years earlier, it's a bright sunny day in Central Park. A young man sitting on a bench, throwing a ball.
Yes!
He notices Daphne walking along the pathway, a hot dog in her hand. She gives a friendly smile to two old men sitting on a bench, then comes to stand near the young man's bench. He looks up at her, hesitantly. She glances at him shyly.
Is anyone sitting here?
No, please. Be my guest.
Thank you.
She sits next to him, and they share a nervous smile.
Do you come here very often?
Every chance I get. Jeffrey Fields.
Daphne.
Daphne, do you believe in love at first sight?
Ooh, I believe in love.
I think I want to marry you.
I'm already married.
Oh. Your husband is one very lucky guy.
Yeah, well, I think I'm the lucky one.
He looks deeply into her eyes, and Daphne finds herself drawn towards his lips.
Great.
Let's meet again.
One more time.
Their daughter goes down the slide.
Hi, hubby.
Hi, wife. Mm. One more time.
They kiss passionately.
Guess what we're going to do next?
What?
We're going to do your favorite thing. We're going to get on the turnpike.
No.
Amy, it's time to go, hon. Come on, come on.
And this one says, to Amy, love Santa.
Here it's for me.
Oh, what is that?
Daddy, Daddy, look what Santa bought me.
Guess he saved the best for last, huh?
No, there's one more.
Oh, is this from Santa, too?
No, this one is from me. But you got to close your eyes.
Okay.
And trust me.
Here we go. Keep those eyes closed. You're cheating, I can tell.
I'm not cheating, but you're a good guy.
I'm a good guy.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't see that.
Where is this?
We're almost there.
Okay.
Open your eyes. Huh?
Jeff!
I know we talked about waiting another year or two, but you spent so many hours in that crummy typewriter, I thought I'd just go ahead and get the computer now.
Oh, honey, this is wonderful. Yeah. Oh.
You know, once you get the hang of it, you're going to save so much time. And not just on that freelance work. Think how great it's going to be when you write your book.
Oh, my book is a pipe dream. You know that.
It shouldn't be. Hey, you've got so many great ideas, Daphne.
You know, books can take years. Where am I going to find that kind of time?
You'll make the time. I know you. Once you start something, you can't stop till you finished it. You can do this, Daphne.
With you as my cheering squad, how can I fail?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, honey, this is so wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
Surrounded by teddy bears and dolls, Amy's playing with a tea set, serving each of her toys with imaginary cups of tea. In the living room, Jeffrey's playing the piano. Daphne sits beside him, listening to the sweet music flowing from his fingers. Amy cradles a blue fluffy teddy and puts a plastic teacup to its lips, while behind her, the Christmas tree sparkles with lights. At the piano, Daphne and Jeffrey gaze lovingly into each other's eyes. They kiss tenderly.
Big girl.
Oh, big day. Here we go. Nice comfy bed. Oh, here you go. Hey, you know how much I love you?
How much?
As much as this.
Sleep tight, okay?
Good night, Pumpkin. I love you.
Good night, Angel.
They go to the bedroom door.
Sleep tight.
You ever miss living in the city?
I have everything I want right here.
Hey, let's have Christmas every day.
We already do. Who was Beethoven's sister?
We didn't cover that in law school.
A mountain range in Peru?
Let me see. How many letters in that? Let's go to bed.
Oh. Okay.
Okay? Yeah? You think maybe it'll happen this time?
What?
A baby.
Oh, it does. I sure hope it's a little boy that looks just like you.
Just like me. Mm-hmm. There's only one way to find out.
And what might that be?
Follow me.
I am.
Follow me. It's as easy as riding a bicycle.
Later that night...
Mommy, Daddy, come!
Amy!
Stay calm. Amy! Honey, go down. I'll get her. Go downstairs. Go!
I'm not leaving you!
Help. I'll get her! Help! Amy! Amy! It's Daddy!
Daddy, come!
She's all right, honey. Go!
Help.
Amy, Daddy, come here, sweetie.
Jeffrey!
Come on, honey. It's okay.
Jeffrey!
A fireball surges through the house, throwing Daphne onto the snow-covered grass.
Jeffrey!
Two neighbors hold Daphne back as she collapses in tears. House, the bed stripped of linen, and packing boxes littering the floor. In the living room, Daphne sits on the sofa, dressed in black. She stares into space, her face etched with grief. She closes her eyes and remembers sitting with Jeffrey on the park bench, playing at being first-time lovers. She remembers Amy going down the slide and waving happily, an angelic smile lighting up her face. Now she's lying in bed, her face sunken with depression, her eyes hollow with grief. Now she's sitting on a chair, holding a gold music box on her lap. She stares into space, resting her head against her fist, numb with sadness.
Hello? Special delivery! Are you in there? Hello?
It's Barbara.
Hi, happy Valentine's Day. I'm Barbara, 5D, the unofficial welcoming committee. I don't sing a dance, but I'll charm your socks off. You're Daphne, right? We sort of met in the hall when you moved in.
Yes. Thought I'd bring you some dinner. Hope you like chicken tetrazzini. Come in.
You know, if you're gonna live in this building, a couple of things you should know. The super doesn't fix anything. So if you have any problems, come to me. I know this absolutely gorgeous plumber. Oh, and get your groceries at Zalman's on the corner. Their produce is very fresh, as is the man behind the meat counter, if you know what I mean. Boy, you sure travel light, don't you?
Yes. You know, I have a little Chardonnay in the fridge. Goes very good with chicken. They say misery loves company.
Later, they're sitting in the living room, finishing off some ice cream.
I live like a nun. 5 years taking care of my mother, but sometimes I wish I could just hear her voice one more time. Saying, Barbara, did you forget the rice again?
They put down their empty ice cream tubs. Daphne picks up the music box and opens the lid.
Jeffrey gave me this. It's on our first date. You know, when I play this, sometimes I can feel his arms around me. I can almost smell him. I'm so sorry, Daphne. You know, there was a time when I wished I'd died with him. But now I understand why I had to survive. Why? I'm going to have another baby. Oh, gotta go. That's great.
Some months later, Daphne's sitting in a rocking chair, wearing a maternity dress and caressing her swollen stomach.
You're gonna have your daddy's eyes. Maybe your sister's little nose. We're gonna be okay, you know? You and me, we're gonna be fine. We're gonna make a good team. I can't wait to hold you in my arms.
Daphne rocks back and forth, cradling her pregnant belly. Months later, she's cradling her newborn baby.
The best disposition I ever saw. I don't think I've ever heard him cry.
Cries when he's hungry. I just think he's happy to be here. Aren't you, Andrew?
I like the sound of his name. Andrew Jeffrey Fields has a nice ring to it.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
He's a miracle, that's what he is. Now come in and sit down. Your dinner is getting cold.
I gotta finish this article.
Every time I see you, you are writing, rewriting, interviewing, research. In case you hadn't noticed, you just had a baby. Take a couple weeks off, would you?
I also just got my hospital bill, and my health insurance does not cover it all.
Health insurance. That is the only reason I am still slaving away in that typing pool 9 to 6, 50 weeks a year.
Honey, one of these days, the perfect job's gonna come along for you, and you're gonna be out of there.
From your lips to God's ears.
Okay, why don't you sit right in front of this window while I do the dishes,
And then we'll be on our way, and I got you a new surprise. Look, we can see Andrew. We can see the bear. Andrew.
Andrew is not responding to the rattling mirror. Neither does he respond to her clap. Frowning with worry, Daphne holds Andrew's tiny hand. Later, at hospital, a doctor comes into his office.
The tests confirm what we suspected.
He's deaf?
Profoundly. As to the cause, we'll never know for certain.
Doctor, I talk to him all the time. He seems to understand me.
He's only responding to your facial expressions.
Isn't there a surgery or anything that can correct this? Is it permanent?
I'm afraid it is. Now, at this point, you need to focus on finding some alternative methods for teaching your son language and communication skills.
Like what? Sign language?
Yes. In a couple of years, you'll want to find a specialized preschool program for Andrew. When he's 4 or 5, I recommend you enroll him in a residential school for the deaf.
An institution? I don't think so.
No, it is not an institution.
It's out of the question.
Daphne, you have to face facts. You are a single parent, and he has special needs. Eventually, he'll need more skills than you can give him.
Then I will learn them. I am his mother. I am not going to send him away. Period.
The doctor puts on his glasses and looks at Daphne doubtfully.
American Sign Language, ASL, is the cultural language of the deaf, and it's based on French grammar. Then there are differing forms of signed English, as well as lip reading and speech skills. Now, I believe in teaching all of them. That way, based on a child's skill and desire, they can ultimately choose the means of communication they prefer. It is, after all, their life. Well, it's getting late, so I think right now I'm going to throw a little pop quiz at you, just like in school. I want you all to sign me your names. All right? Who wants to go first? No takers? Okay. Why don't you go first?
To Daphne.
Okay. My name is... wish my name was Sue. Daphne D. A. P. H. N. E.
That was a good effort. But what you actually said was my short is Daphne. Short name. Name short. Oh. Sometimes a little wiggle can get you in very big trouble. All right, who's next?
Later, as the class shuffles out of the room, Daphne approaches the teacher.
Dr. Vang, I just wanted you to know that I have read 8 books on this subject, and yours is the first one that has made me really feel like I can help my son on my own.
How old is your son?
He's 10 months.
Have you researched any deaf playgroups for him to join eventually?
No, he's a baby.
Well, I don't think it's ever too early to start making plans when you have a deaf child. And I wouldn't recommend that you do this on your own, Mrs. Fields. It's very important that your son be involved in the deaf community. And I think that you'll find it very supportive.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
They shake hands, then Daphne turns and heads out of the classroom. Dr. Dane glances at her as she leaves.
Where'd he go?
There you go. Yes, for you. Andrew, this is for you. Birthday boy.
I can't believe he's 1 already. Oh, I'm out of film.
Over on my desk.
Before you know it, he'll be 6'2", shaving, and taking some gorgeous girl to the prom. What is this, the New York Public Library? I swear, you must have every book ever written on deafness. Boy, you must know this one by heart.
Well, I'm just trying to keep up. There is so much to learn, Barbara.
Oof, I'd like to get stuck in an elevator for a couple days with this guy.
Days?
Okay, years. What's this, autumn years?
It's a book I'm writing.
A book? In what spare time are you writing a book?
In between assignments when Andrew's sleeping.
What's it about?
Well, it's a love story, actually. It's about a woman who loses her husband. But it's also a family drama.
Here, look.
Like that? It's kind of hard to explain.
Well, it sounds familiar. Can I read it?
No, you may not. Not until I'm finished with it. I don't know how it's going to come out. It could be awful.
No, that's impossible. Come on. If it's half as good as that article you wrote on deaf children, it's going to be a bestseller.
Mm-hmm. I'll just be happy to finish it by the time he goes to that prom.
Okay. Here you go, Andrew. Look.
Here we go.
Barbara takes a picture of Andrew's birthday cake.
4 years old. Happy birthday, Andrew. Go ahead. Blow.
Yay!
Oh, I sure do love this boy. Mwah.
Andrew signs.
Oh, milk and cake? Well, okay, we need milk. Milk. Milk.
Look at you two talking. He is doing so well. Guess you'll be signing him up for preschool pretty soon, huh?
No. Actually, it's, I don't think so. Not yet. I do have news about my book, however.
Your book? I love your book.
You know how I was always rewriting it, sending it out, getting a rejection letter over and over and over again?
Yes, yes, yes. So, what about your book?
Well, I have an agent.
Oh, Daphne! That is great! Yeah. You got an agent!
Yeah. When is it coming out?
Oh, slow down. Well, it's just the first step. I mean, she's gonna try and sell it now.
Oh, she'll sell it. Trust me. Come on, let's celebrate!
Yeah, we'll celebrate.
Huh? Have some cake.
Later, they're having a picnic in a park.
I still haven't told you the worst part. I slept with him.
Your fencing instructor?
No, Prince.
You slept with your fencing instructor?
Andrew. Andrew, okay.
Be careful. Don't play so close to the bike path. Come on.
Andrew swings a toy truck through the air.
I know. I've never done anything even remotely like that before on a first date. And we started talking about thrusts and jabs and parries, and I just sort of lunged into his arms. It was the most incredible 12 hours of my life.
12 hours?
All right, it was 12 minutes, but it was a great 12 minutes. You should try it sometime. That is, if you still remember how.
Thank you.
You gotta start dating again, Daphne. Have a little fun. Have a little. You need a man in your life.
I have a man in my life.
No, you don't. You have a little boy.
Daphne looks uneasy.
I know that Jeffrey was the most terrific guy in the world, but he's been gone a long time. You still have a lot of years ahead of you. You can't hide at home forever.
I'm not hiding.
Yes, you are. You're hiding behind Jeffrey's memory.
My memories keep me going, Barbara.
What about Andrew? What's keeping him going?
I am.
That's just it. He has no friends. You didn't send a single invitation for his birthday party. You keep him locked up in that apartment all day, and when you do let him out, you hover over him like a mother hen afraid
he's
something...
He's all I've got.
He's a kid, Daphne. He needs to be with other kids. You need to put him in school.
I have checked out all the local schools for the deaf. They're enormous, those facilities. He'd get lost in that system, and there's so many dangers in this city.
To find a smaller school, look out of state. Daphne, you cannot spend your entire life focused on your child. You gotta let go. Start thinking about what's best for him.
I am. He's fine with me. He's fine. Can we talk about something else for a while?
Yes, let's have a picnic. Yeah, Andrew, it's time to eat.
The Bear family lived in a big house in trees. Thanks. There was a papa bear and a mama bear and a baby bear.
Andrew asks a question in sign language.
You do have a father, Andrew.
She shows him a framed photograph.
This is Daddy. And And Dad is in heaven. Daddy loves us very much. And he's always watching over us, even though we can't see him.
Andrew sticks out his lower lip glumly. Now they're walking through the park. Andrew's eating a bag of potato chips. He looks up at his mother and she signs to him.
Throw it away.
She takes the empty packet and drops it in a trash can.
Hi. What's your name? I said, what's your name?
Yeah. Wanna play?
Do you wanna play?
She asked. What's your name?
He signs to the two girls.
What is he doing?
My name is Andrew, he said.
Why are you doing that with your hands? I mean, don't you know how to talk?
Come on, honey. You know what? I think it's time to go.
Why did he do that with his hands?
Well, it's a little hard to explain. Why don't we go home and play inside? Want to play some board games?
Andrew signs to his mother with a look of consternation on his face.
You didn't do anything wrong, Andrew. They just had to go home.
He throws his arms around his mum. She holds him tightly, her face etched with anguish. Now the rolling hills and sleepy country roads of New Hampshire. At the Howard School for the Deaf, Daphne's strolling through the grounds with Dr. Dane.
Well, I'm glad I could be here today, Mrs. Fields. As superintendent, I spend more time than I'd like. Fundraising, lecturing.
Well, I went to a seminar of yours, by the way, about 3 years ago in New York. You reprimanded me for my little wiggle.
Yes, I remember. Well, I'm glad you ended up at Holworth.
I have looked at so many schools, and I didn't expect to come as far as New Hampshire. I still don't like the idea of a residential school.
You made a good choice.
I don't know, he's just so young.
Well, don't let that worry you. We have quite a few four-year-olds here.
I know, that's one of the reasons I chose this school. Mm-hmm. That and because I really like your philosophy on deaf education.
Well, thank you. So do we. Now, Andrew's going to do just fine here. Now, what about you? Are you going to stay in the area a while or go straight back to New York?
Oh, no. No, I rented a little house right here, very close. That way I can be here when he needs me and I can help out around the school, get involved in after-school activities, and he can come home on the weekends. Oh, and
that's good.
I'd like to think Andrew needs me just a little bit for a while yet.
Of course he'll need you.
Dr. Dane?
I'll be right there. You can't create this perfect world for him forever, Mrs. Fields. It would be impossible for you to live up to it. And in the long run, it would only hurt him. I'm sorry. I have to go.
In the school classroom.
The cat is happy. Andrew, the cat is what?
He signs.
Very good, Andrew. Here he is.
No, it's time to paint now.
This is the bear.
Hi.
I'm over here.
Oh, hi.
Didn't you say you were a freelance writer?
Yep.
It's very nice.
Thanks.
I understand you've been helping out in the library, too. And the cafeteria. And the playground. And the dorm. Now, you don't have to watch over him every second, Mrs. Fields. It's okay for him to scrape a knee every once in a while.
Andrew has very sensitive knees, Doctor. Mm.
Is it true you stay every night to give him his bath?
Who gave you your bath when you were 4 years old?
My mother.
Game point. I have to go freelance now. Bye.
It's nighttime. Up in bed.
Mommy has to go to New York tomorrow.
Good.
For a meeting. But I'll be back in 2 days, okay? You know how much I love you. As much as that. Time for lights off.
She kisses Andrew on the cheek, then goes over to the door of the dormitory, where the teacher is waiting by the light switch. She waves to Andrew, and he waves back, clutching a teddy bear. Now the New York City skyline. Traffic rumbles down a broad, busy street. Daphne and Barbara are walking down a staircase into an open-air restaurant.
So, you met with your agent, and?
And there was good news and bad news.
I'll take the good news.
Well, she spoke with Harbor and Jones this morning, and they want to publish my book.
That's fantastic! I told you it would sell, didn't I tell you?
Yeah. Well, there's something else. They want me to start another one. Problem is, I will never be able to do all this research by myself and make the deadline. So, how would you like a job? I can't pay you much.
A job? I can quit working for that jerk? This woman is going to be a published author, and I am going to work for her.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
So, what could be bad?
They want me to go on tour to promote the book, do talk shows and book signings, and oh, every little whistle stop between here and San Francisco.
Well, that's great. You'd be on TV, you get wined and dined, see the country there, what?
I can't do it, Barbara. I can't leave Andrew that long.
Daphne, this is everything you've ever worked for. If you say no, what if they don't publish a book?
Daphne looks tense with worry. Now Daphne's lying unconscious in her hospital bed, a tube inserted into her nose.
No, I told you 4 years ago, I don't do tours. I don't do interviews. But the books are selling. Apache went to number one. What more do you want? Those talk show hosts eat you alive, and I'm not going to subject Andrew to that. Well, in this case, I don't care what the publisher wants. Just tell them I'm busy writing my next book and raising my son. Bye-bye.
4 years, they're still hassling me about this. I can't believe it.
Well, who can blame them? You've written two bestsellers, now a screenplay from your own book. How many writers have done that? Your readers would like to know a little more about you than the picture on your book jacket.
All they need to know. When are you going back to New York?
Friday. Your fan mail is waiting. I got to do the research for your new book.
Okay.
Now, oh, would you
I will water your plants, don't worry.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
I do, you'd be a raving lunatic. Now, get out of here. Go play soccer.
Goodbye.
A small boy kicks the ball into goal.
Hey, Danny. Come on, Ryan. Good.
Daphne signs to an 8-year-old Andrew.
All right, Kenny.
Andrew kicks the ball.
Yes, Andrew.
She gives him a high five. Dr. Dane strolls onto the playing field.
Hi, coach.
Just assistant coach. You were in Norway. How was your conference?
But it was very interesting. I got a lot of good ideas. I'm going to try a few of them out here next semester.
And where do you go next?
I'm staying put for a few months. I've got some fundraising to do.
Actually going to get to see Dr. Dane around here for a while?
By now, I think you can call me Matt.
Huh?
Matt.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Hey, I've read your new book. It's wonderful. It's long, but it's wonderful.
You know, I have to admit something. I was curious. I read your new book, Apache, while I was on the road.
Yeah. I liked it.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, I mean it. It was a good story. The characters were very real, and I cared about them.
You didn't let anybody see you reading this, did you?
No, I didn't sit around the pool with it, no.
I certainly hope not. Wouldn't want to tarnish your reputation, Doctor.
No, I was afraid one of your rabid fans might rip it out of my hands.
Andrew jogs over to them.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, sport, you looked good out there.
Thanks. Can I play varsity?
You want to play varsity? Well, we could use a boy with your talent on the varsity team. But I'm afraid you're still a bit too young.
I like to try.
You have to try.
Daphne shares a bewildered look with Matt. Later, she's trying to start her car. She trudges round to the opened hood.
Daphne, what's wrong?
Car died again.
Oh. Well, here. Let me have a look.
He puts on his glasses.
Well, it's either the distributor, the fuel pump, or you have a flat tire. Well, past six, the garage is closed.
I know.
Do you want me to give you a ride home?
Thank you. My mechanic keeps telling me to sell that car, but I can't get myself to let go of it. You know, we bought it just the year before Andrew was born.
You know, I know we've never talked about this, but I know what happened to your husband and your daughter all those years ago. I am so sorry.
Thank you.
You've had a tough road to hoe, raising Andrew alone. You've done a great job.
You don't think I'm overly protective anymore?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
I think you've both come a long way. He's a terrific young man.
I like him.
I think that's my biggest regret, you know, not having had children. My ex-wife didn't want any.
Well, you certainly made up for it. You have 86 children now.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For the ride.
Shouldn't we call your garage or something about your car?
I'll have Sam take care of it in the morning. Don't worry about it. Thank you.
Well, good night.
Night.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
As she gets out of the car, a thoughtful expression crosses Matt's face. Later, the garage mechanic delivers Daphne's car.
Sam, what in the world are you...
Oh, Dr. Dane had me towed in. Said you needed it first thing this morning. So I changed the fuel pump on her. She's good as new.
But what do I owe you?
Dr. Dane took care of everything. See you later.
The mechanic drives off, Daphne watching from the terrace. She looks down at her car, moved to the verge of tears. Later, in Matt's office.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I want to thank you.
Sam brought the car back all right, huh?
Yes.
So, what was wrong with it?
Oh, well, as I recall, it was your second guess, the fuel pump.
Well, of course it was.
Of course. If there's ever anything I can do to repay you, please don't hesitate.
Nothing to repay.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.
Now, it's nighttime.
That's it until next week. Great meeting, everyone. We've got a lot of work done tonight. Good night. Good night.
See you next week.
Listen, you need some help?
No.
Good night.
Thank you. I'm so unhappy.
Daphne, I've got something for you. An advanced copy of my next book.
Oh, good.
It's even longer than the last one.
Oh, good.
You want a cup of coffee for the road?
Sure.
Good.
How long have you been working with the deaf?
All my life. My sister was born deaf. She had a rough time of it, so I decided that I was going to make a difference.
You've certainly done that.
I hope so. And I'm still working on it. I started tutoring in a deaf school while I was still at college. That's where I met my ex-wife. She was a student there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. How long have you been divorced?
4 years. That's 4 years now.
I'm sorry.
I like being married. I hate living alone.
Well, sometimes we have no choice.
Sure we do. What about all those characters that you write about in your books? They all end up sharing their lives with someone.
Well, it's a story that's not real.
What is real? What's real for you?
My son. My work.
Well, I guess we're both lucky that way. We have work that we like, love, passionate about. We have people that we care about.
Yes.
Yeah, let me sign that thing.
Oh, please.
Ah.
to my most favorite writer. Love from one of your most devoted fans.
Thank you.
Welcome.
He gives her a lingering kiss on the lips, but she pulls away.
Yeah, that took me by surprise, too.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Don't be.
I know it's been 4 years, but I feel like we're just starting to get to know each other, and I guess I'm not quite ready for more.
You think you ever will be?
I don't know. I don't know. I found love with a wonderful man, and I just don't know if you can have that more than once in a lifetime.
No, I disagree. I believe you can love again.
Well, then I guess the truth is that Jeffrey was my whole life, and I lost him. And I never want to feel that kind of pain again.
They share a moment of frustrated silence, Matt tapping his pen against his hand.
Coffee seems to have gone cold.
Yeah. I have to go to New York tomorrow. I'm going to meet with my publisher, and I have to do some things with my assistant.
Would you stop in when you come back?
I will. Friends?
Friends.
New York City. Daphne glides down a staircase and into a restaurant where Barbara is sitting at a table.
Hi. Oh, I'm so sorry. Traffic coming into the city was just awful.
Well, it's a good thing you're here. We have some shopping to do. How are you fixed for sunscreen?
Sunscreen?
You're going to need a new bathing suit.
What are you talking about?
Your agent called this morning.
Yeah?
Well, the studio wants you to be on the set for the filming of Apache for rewrites. We're going to Hollywood.
Hollywood? How can I go to Hollywood?
Well, we could walk or ride a bicycle, but seeing as it's 3,000 miles, I suggest we fly.
Barbara, I can't just go running off to Los Angeles and leave Andrew.
It's just for 9 weeks.
9 weeks is a lifetime to a child. It's a lifetime to me. I've never been away from him longer than 5 days.
All right, so you fly back every weekend.
Well, what if I can't? I mean, what if something should happen to him? I would be so far away.
Daphne, he is 8 years old, right? He'll be in school. He'll be fine.
Soccer season is just starting. I'm the assistant coach. No. Look, if the studio wants changes, they can call me. I'll fax them the pages.
They said that if you don't go, they'll get another writer.
Well, can they do that?
You sold them the book rights, and then they bought the screenplay. They can do whatever they want. Daphne, look, you poured your heart and soul into Apache. And now some director and producer you met like twice are gonna take your brainchild and turn it into a movie. Don't you want to be there? To make the changes, to make sure they don't screw it up.
Daphne looks pensive. Later, she's at school giving Andrew a goodbye hug while Matt stands nearby. She signs to Andrew.
I'll be back on Friday night, and I'll visit as often as I can.
Breaking into tears, she hugs him again.
Goodbye. I love you. Hi, Mom.
He wanders off.
Oh, this is a mistake. I can't do this.
Oh, sure you can. You know, as I see it, I think this is a big break for you.
I don't care about that. I care about Andrew. I mean, this is a movie. It's just a movie.
It's not just a movie. It's a movie of my favorite book by my favorite author. And it means a lot to you, too. I know these things. I'm a doctor, remember?
They walk outside.
I keep telling myself it's only 9 weeks, and that if I come home every weekend or even every other weekend, that's still the longest I'd be gone would be 10 days.
Right.
Let's go, Daph. We got a plane to catch.
I'm coming. I'll call you as soon as we get settled in, then.
Call anytime. And don't worry. Andrew will take very good care of us. We'll be fine.
Goodbye, man.
Goodbye.
They hug while Barbara watches from the car.
Barbara, now don't let her work too hard, all right?
Oh, yeah, you might as well tell a bee to stop buzzing.
Make us a great movie, Daphne.
I'll try. You give Andrew extra hugs for me.
I will.
Matt, it's so great. He's really been there for me lately when I've needed his shoulder to cry on.
I would do more than cry on his shoulder if I were you. He's a hunk.
We are just friends.
I don't know about that.
Barbara, so I think you ought to just leave my love life to me, okay?
What love life? You're the boss.
Hey, sport.
Bye.
Are led through a film set of wigwams set against a backdrop of rocky vistas and mountain ranges.
Look at all these cowboys. Oh my God. Justin Wakefield is here.
Absolutely.
Of course he's here. He's the star of the film.
It is one thing to see him on the screen, it is another thing entirely to see him in the flesh.
Flesh.
It's always flesh with you, Barbara.
Introduce me, would you?
I don't know him.
Fine, don't. No, wait a minute. I'm gonna go fix my hair.
She hurries into a trailer. Daphne glances over at Justin Wakefield.
Use the rubber gun for the cavalry shot.
As he signs something on a clipboard, he notices Daphne and is instantly taken with her beauty.
Hey, look who's here!
Daphne wanders off.
Excuse me. Good to see you.
Daphne, how you doing?
Good.
We're going to shoot scene 25 first, just the way you're on it.
Well, good.
We'll probably need to rewrite on 29 and 30. All right?
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Relax, make yourself comfortable.
Nancy, don't worry about me.
All right.
Jamie, is the crane ready for the next shot?
Justin sidles up to Daphne.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you care for some coffee?
Sure.
They go up to the service table.
Careful. More than one cup a day of this sludge can be lethal.
Well, I'm gonna have to risk it. Still suffering with jet lag.
Where'd you go?
Well, it's not where I went. It's where I'm from. I just flew in from New Hampshire to do this film. I'm Daphne Fields.
He looks taken aback.
Daphne Fields, the writer?
She nods.
Forgive me. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Kissing her hand.
I'm Justin Wakefield.
Yes, I know. Pleasure's mine.
Justin, they're waiting for you in makeup. We start in 40 minutes.
Aye, aye, Captain. I'll catch you later.
He heads off. Now Daphne's on the phone.
I still can't believe it took us 3 days to shoot 2 scenes. But the good news is that we're moving out of the hotel tomorrow and into a lovely house Barbara found for us in Beverly Hills.
Oh, sounds very Hollywood.
So how was the soccer game yesterday?
Ah, we won. Oh, Andrew made 3 goals.
Oh, I wish I'd have been there.
Would you hurry up and come back here and finish that movie? You know, you're the only parent I can complain to.
Thank you for taking such good care of him.
I'm enjoying it. Well, your son would like to speak to you now, so I'll sign off. Bye-bye, Daphne.
Bye.
Matt places the receiver onto a text phone. Andrew starts typing. He writes, "Hi, Mom. I love you." Daphne smiles and types a reply. "I love you, too. How's school?" Now a motorcyclist rides onto the film set. He stops next to Daphne, who's writing at a desk next to her trailer. It's Justin.
Hi.
Hi.
Hop up. We're going for a ride.
Oh, I don't think so.
There are only 2 responses here. Okay and sure. I don't think so. It's not on the list.
Justin, I don't really like motorcycles.
If you don't come with me, I'll ride off into the desert and disappear for 3 days. Don't think I'm joking. I've done it before. Come on, you won't regret it.
Oh, for the sake of the production.
She puts on a helmet and gets on the back of the motorcycle.
Okay, now, not too fast, okay?
We'll take it nice and easy.
No, okay. No, wait. No, oh, God.
They zoom off.
You said nice and easy.
I lied. Okay, you ready for this one? It's just a little one.
Right.
It won't bother you at all, so here we go. You're dying to drive this, aren't you?
I am not.
Well, you'd love it, believe me.
I am not driving this.
Now, Daphne's driving.
Get back here.
Well, look at that. You're on your own.
I'm doing it. Got some people here. Let me shift in. I can do that.
Well done.
They pull up outside Daphne's trailer.
Hi. Justin, this is Barbara Bryce. Barbara, this is Justin Wakefield.
You work for a terrific lady.
Yeah, I know.
I'll see you on set.
Justin rolls off.
I thought you hated motorcycles. Well, I had to go. He was going to walk off the picture. He was going to disappear into the desert for 3 days.
Yes,
if I didn't.
I've read about that. He's done that before. I've also read about movie set romances. They say they're like fireworks on the 4th of July. They burn bright for a while, fizzle out when the holiday's over.
What is this? From the woman who has been pushing me for years to go out, have some fun, live a little.
Not with Mr. Megastar. With a real person. Like Matt.
I am not going to have a movie set romance.
No. You're just going to be this biker chick.
Daphne breaks into a smile as Barbara heads back into the trailer. Now Daphne's lying unconscious in her hospital bed, while Dr. Wells listens with a stethoscope.
Has she awakened since you've been here?
No. What? What's wrong?
Her temperature is shot up. She must have an infection. Nurse, call Dr. Evans. I want another opinion. And let's start her on antibiotics right away. I don't like the look of this.
A jagged green line rolls across the screen of Daphne's heart rate monitor. Back to the past. Daphne answers the door to Justin.
The studio gave me your address. I hope you don't mind. I'm taking you out. And what you're wearing is absolutely perfect.
Justin, I have 10 pages of rewrites to do by Wednesday. I can't go out.
Well, there's more to life than work, Daphne Fields. Come on, have some fun.
A little later, they're in a bar playing pool.
Yes! Anyway, the lead in the picture was a southern boy. Very green, very unsophisticated.
He takes a shot.
So I told him I was from Snailville, Tennessee. Raised on a farm. I never acted a day in my life. One screen test and they hired me. They didn't find out until 3 weeks into the picture that I made up the story. By then it was too late.
I saw that film. You were really wonderful in it.
Oh, thank you.
You're also very...
Young.
Yeah.
I look at it now and I think... Was I ever that skinny? Where have all the years gone? Why haven't I won an Academy Award? Excuse
me. A man does a double take at Justin.
People always stare at you like that?
I don't think it's me they're staring at. It's you. You look beautiful tonight.
He caresses her hair. She leans over the table and takes a shot, knocking a ball into the pocket.
Good shot.
Well, I do a lot of research for my books.
That's obvious from their quality. Sometimes I spend all night reading.
You know, I stay up all night writing.
Gee, sounds like we might be compatible.
I really thank you for dragging me out tonight. I had a wonderful time.
So did I.
Now, I would invite you in, but those script changes won't write themselves.
Work. Howard, is it? Real slave driver.
He caresses the side of her face, then slowly moves in for a kiss. She closes her eyes with pleasure as he slowly withdraws.
Good night.
Good night.
As Justin heads off into the night, he turns briefly to look at her.
Get ready to shoot!
Let me see my notes from scene 57 and 58, okay?
Let's go! Right away!
A red rose is attached to the door of Daphne's trailer.
What is this? Not me.
Inside, the trailer's overflowing with flowers.
Oh, why do I get the feeling these aren't for me?
Daphne opens a card.
It's from Justin.
It's from Justin.
I'll be right back.
Daphne heads outside.
Action!
How's that, Joe?
Perfect! And cut on rehearsal.
Do it just
great.
Like
all
that.
Right, everybody, let's get ready to shoot this.
Hello, darling.
Hey. Thank you for the flowers. I'm dazzled.
Well, they were meant to dazzle. It's our anniversary.
It is?
Mm. It's exactly 1 month since we met. Tonight, we celebrate.
We do?
Mm.
Later that night, Daphne and Justin are having dinner at the poolside of Justin's luxurious house.
Dance with me.
Now, here?
There's a romantic inside you, Daphne Fields, just waiting to get out.
He takes her in his arms and holds her close, swaying to the music.
I'm falling in love with you.
You can't be falling in love with me. You don't even know me.
I know you. Ever since I read your books, I've known you. Sometimes I feel as though I can see right inside your soul.
Justin, I...
Since we've met, everything has come alive for me. You feel it too. Oh, you do.
Yes, I do. Just not so sure it's love.
She kisses him hungrily. Now they're in the bedroom, their bodies bathed in the warm glow of candles dotted around the room. Justin caresses Daphne's shoulder, and then they kiss, lost in the flames of passion. Now, a teacher brandishes a pile out of a school bus to the rapturous applause of friends and family. Daphne throws her arms around Andrew.
Great! I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you inside.
Champions! We won the championship. It's great.
Andrew was so happy you could come back this weekend.
Yeah, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
They share a lingering look, then Daphne heads off.
So tell me, finally, how is the movie going?
Fine. You know, there's so many last-minute changes. You can't predict till you get on the set. I'm actually glad I'm there.
Good, good. And the cast is Justin Wakefield bringing our hero to life the way you hoped he would?
Yeah, he is.
Good. Well, are you having any fun, or is it just all work?
Well, it's a little of both. How about you? I heard you took Andrew fishing.
Yeah, we had a great time. And we caught a bucket of fish.
And you made him wear two sweaters and a jacket? He could hardly move?
Well, it was 5 a.m., there was fog, and I didn't want our most valuable player to catch a cold, okay?
I see, Doctor.
Good.
I'm jealous. You're here with him and I'm not.
Well, it's just another month. You'll be back for Thanksgiving, right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course.
Good. Because, you know, this place just falls apart when you're not here.
Yeah, right.
At Justin's house.
What do you think about this book jacket for lovers?
Well, I'd prefer a different color for a love story.
I agree. I thought you might say that, so I brought the layout in a variety of different colors. See anything you like?
I like this cover.
Yeah?
And just, I think the color should be richer. That's...
Yeah, richer. Okay, got it. All right, enough work for Saturday.
You gonna join me, babe?
Not just yet.
Barbara, you feel like a beer?
Sure.
Get me one, too. There's a six-pack in the fridge.
Daphne and Barbara both look taken aback.
I'll go with you.
They head across the expansive lawn, leaving Justin swimming in the pool.
Have you told Andrew about him yet?
No, but I'm going to. It's just that Justin's such a big star, and it was my first movie. I was afraid it was going to sound so Hollywood, so unreal. It is unreal. Look, you've been here for 6 weeks. You've gone back to visit Andrew 4 times. Your son is a major part of your life. Does Justin ever ask you about him? He's preoccupied. He's working. He'll always be working. And on every movie, there's always going to be some new babe he falls in love with. That is unfair, Barbara.
What is going on? I feel good when I'm with him. He makes me laugh.
Why are you begrudging me a little happiness after all these years of being alone?
Barbara uncaps the bottles of beer and walks away.
So when you saw Andrew today, did he have a message for me?
Well, he says he has a new friend, and he has 1,000,000 baseball cards.
1,000,000? That's impressive.
You sound happier lately, Daphne. Any special reason?
I guess the dry climate agrees with me.
Well, I'm glad. Look, Andrew is doing really well in his classes, and I haven't had a break in months, so I thought maybe I just might bring him out to visit you for a few days. What do you think?
You serious? Oh, Matt, that would be wonderful. Oh, I can't wait.
Neither can I.
On a white steed, Justin's leading a posse of charging cavalry.
And cut! Ooh. All right, everybody, one more time. Reset right away, please. One more time, Justin.
Ooh. Guess what? Andrew's coming to spend the weekend.
This weekend? Well, I thought you were going to let him fly alone the first time.
Oh, my friend Matt's going to bring him out. They're going to stay through the wrap party. And what's the matter? I thought you'd be happy about this.
It's just that a whole group of us were going to sail down to Coronado this weekend. I told them you were coming.
I wish you'd told me.
Sorry. Daphne, come with us. You'll enjoy it.
I'm sorry, Justin. I can't. Matt and Andrew have already bought their tickets.
All right. I'll see you when I get back.
The smile falls from Daphne's face.
All right, let's go.
Justin climbs back on his horse and blows Daphne a kiss.
Come on.
All right, everybody, get ready to shoot. Here we go. First positions, please.
Can I get eggs swim?
Sure. Go swimming.
Okay.
Hey. I saw you looking at this today. And...
Wow.
You finally got your skateboard.
Dang it. I love you.
Well, I love you too.
They hug.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew bounces up the stairs, his skateboard under his arm.
We had a wonderful day.
It was. It was long, but it was wonderful.
Here, let me get that. So, I guess you'll be coming home soon, huh?
Well, I don't know. I was planning on it.
Planning on it?
Yeah. Matt, since we've been here, I've met somebody. I was going to talk to you about it before, but I just felt a little awkward. It's Justin Wakefield.
Justin Wakefield? Whew. That's quite a catch, Taff.
I talked to Andrew about him, and I'm not sure he's willing to share me with anybody yet. I suppose that's only natural, but he's... I'm hoping he's going to change his mind when they meet.
So it's serious then, huh?
I think so.
Well, I'm glad for you, Daphne. You deserve to be happy.
Thank you. So do you, Matt.
I told you could love again. So, what's on the agenda for tomorrow?
Well, I was hoping to take you all to the set. It's our last day of shooting, and they're having a wrap party.
Sounds great. I've never been to a wrap party. What's a wrap party?
It's...
No, I'm just joking.
Men dressed as Native American Indians are dancing around a campfire while one of them beats a drum. Daphne's walking Andrew and Matt through the set.
So here we've filmed many of the scenes from the movie. And way over there is a real fort. And I'll take you there later.
There you are. Coronado was a total bore without you.
Aw.
Mm. Mm. I missed you.
Missed you. Come. But Matt, this is Justin Wakefield. Justin, this is Dr. Matthew Dane.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
And this is my son, Andrew. Andrew, this is my friend, Justin. Remember, he's the one I told you about?
I have. Slap me five.
Offering his hand.
No? Tell you what, I'll slap you five. I'll show you.
He takes Andrew's hand, but Andrew wrenches it back, then runs off. Matt goes after him.
Hey, down there.
Why'd you do that?
Andrew signs.
I kissed him because I like him very much.
Andrew throws up his hands dismissively, then signs agitatedly at Matt.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Is he all right?
He'll be fine.
Can we get started, please? Places, everyone.
Matt is signing reassuringly.
See you later.
Justin strides over to a young woman dressed as a Native American.
Thank God I found you at last.
They kiss passionately. Behind them are a film crew and glaring lights.
And cut! All right, everybody, that is a wrap!
Is wrapped.
And Dr. Ginsberg's?
No, completely finished.
Yuck.
Come on, we'll get something to eat, okay?
Okay.
You want something?
Later.
Okay.
We're done.
While the cast and crew share jubilant exchanges, Daphne's sitting alone on a raised platform of rock, looking pensive. Down below, Justin spots her.
Where'd you go, Justin?
Thanks, pal.
You having one? Yeah.
You are awfully quiet.
I was just thinking.
What about?
Movie's over. It's time to go back to New Hampshire.
Forget about New Hampshire. Let's go to Mexico and get married.
Are you serious?
Totally. I want you with me, Daphne.
What about Andrew?
Well, there must be a good deaf school in Southern California. He can visit on weekends. He can write more screenplays. We'll be together.
I need some time to think about this. We're flying home for Thanksgiving, Andrew, and I can talk about it when we're home.
You're not flying anywhere for Thanksgiving. You're staying here. I want you with me.
Well, then what shall we do? Since we have a big turkey dinner, I'll make it and we'll invite some friends.
Yes. And then we'll get married.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
They share a hungry kiss. Down below, Matt's watching the amorous couple, his face etched with sadness. At the hospital, Daphne lies motionless in bed. Now, an airport. Matt greets Daphne at the departure gate.
Sure you won't change your mind, stay for Thanksgiving? Still time.
No, I can't. I have a lot to catch up with at home.
Well, Barbara's going to bring Andrew, so he'll be in school on Monday.
Yes, she told me. If you're thinking of moving out here, I know an excellent school for the deaf. I could put you in touch with the superintendent.
Thank you. And thank you for making this trip, Matt. Thank you for bringing Andrew. It meant so much to me.
This is the final call for flight 83, now boarding at gate 42A.
They share an awkward glance, then hug hesitantly.
Goodbye.
She rests her head against his chest, and he holds her close.
Take care, okay?
Yeah. Matt heads over to the gate entrance.
Sir.
Daphne struggles to control the tears.
I smell turkey.
Hey, it looks great.
What is that?
Well, I've decided I'm going to go to Tahoe.
Now?
Yeah. I've got 5 feet of new snow. The skiing will be fantastic. The movie doesn't start till next week. It'll be my only chance. Dinner smells terrific.
Justin, it's Thanksgiving. We have people coming for dinner.
Yeah, I know, but with everyone here, you're not going to miss me.
What am I supposed to say to them?
I'll tell them I went skiing. I wanted some fun. They'll understand.
You said you wanted to get married, eh? Is this how it's always going to be? You're just going to leave us in the lurch when something more fun comes along?
Daphne, there's no reason to turn this into a major crisis.
I'm not turning it into a major crisis. I'd like an answer.
I'll be back by Sunday.
He hands the phone to Daphne.
Hello.
Looking aggravated, she turns to Justin.
Your service is putting through a call.
Yeah. I said I'd be there by 4. So what if we hit traffic? I don't care. There's no rush. Yeah, listen, we'll talk about it when I get there, okay? Yeah. Bye.
He notices Daphne's pensive expression.
Okay, so I'm taking someone with me. Doesn't mean anything.
Apparently not.
Look, Daphne. When we're together, we're terrific. There's nothing better. These little family things, they're just not me. They never were.
I can see that very clearly now.
We'll talk about it when I get back, all right?
Andrew and I won't be here when you get back.
What do you mean? Are you saying it's over?
Yes.
I love you, Daphne. I know you love me.
This isn't love, Justin. It just never was.
Looking hurt, Justin walks past her and out of the kitchen. Now it's nighttime, and the full moon glimmers on a placid lake. In a cozy living room with a Christmas tree in the corner, Daphne's signing to Andrew.
Sometimes your life doesn't go the way you expected it. You come to care about a person, and you think they'll be here forever, but they're not. That's what happened with Justin. And with Daddy, too. Now, we have to remember Daddy here and go on and be happy.
Andrew's been holding the music box in his lap. He gives it to Daphne, then picks up Matt's book. Daphne closes the music box and puts it down. Andrew signs to her.
No, no. Matt's not gonna leave. I think Matt will always be our friend.
Andrew signs a reply.
I love Matt too.
Andrew looks thoughtful. A cheeky smile plays across his face. Then he gets up and goes over to Daphne. He holds out the book to her, and she kisses him on the cheek. He signs to her, and she signs back.
Good night.
As Andrew heads off to bed, Daphne looks at Matt's photograph on the dust jacket of his book. She caresses the picture, then opens the book to the inside front cover, where Matt signed it.
To my favorite author, from your most devoted fan. Love, Matt.
Looking deeply moved, Daphne closes the book. Now, Daphne's giving Andrew a goodbye hug next to the Howarth School estate car.
Okay.
He signs to her.
You don't have to thank me, honey. And I know how much this ski trip means to you. I'm very proud of you.
He signs a reply.
Okay, I won't be sad, but I'll still miss you.
He jumps into the car and slides the door closed. He pulls back the shade and signs through the window.
I'll tell Matt, Merry Christmas. Promise. Bye. Be careful now. Have fun.
As the car drives off, Daphne gives a wave, steeling herself against tears. She heads back to the school.
Well, what about ice skating?
Ice skating?
Oh, well, I haven't skated in years myself.
I don't think so. Daphne. Hi.
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 I'm sorry for barging in. I just took Andrew to the bus. And I'll see you later.
No, no, stay, please.
No.
No, I'm leaving. You stay. I'll see you for dinner tonight at 7?
Right.
Okay, great.
See you.
Bye. Bye. Bye, Daphne.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Harriet heads off.
It's good to see you. Come in.
Daphne walks tentatively into the living room. Christmas decorations hang from the walls, and a tree glitters in the corner.
You gonna go anywhere for the holidays?
Oh, no, I'm staying here. I've got things to do.
Harriet's a lovely lady.
Yes, she is. So are you taking Andrew back to California for the New Year?
No, we're going to be in New York.
Oh. Justin's going to meet you there, then?
No.
Well, I'm sure the New Year will bring good things for both of us.
Daphne looks pensive.
Matt, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you having been there for me all these years and everything you've done for Andrew.
Well, what Andrew's done, he's done for himself.
No, you've been such a good role model for him. You've taught him so much, and he loves you dearly.
I love him too.
I know. Well, I better get going. I'm going to go back to New York tomorrow morning, and I'm gonna have Christmas there.
Drive carefully. It's icy out.
I will.
Good.
I almost forgot. Andrew wanted me to tell you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, Daphne.
You too.
As Daphne walks out of the living room, she stifles a sob. Now she's lying in hospital, Barbara waiting anxiously beside her. Barbara gets up and goes over to the phone. She dials the number.
Hi, Dr. Dane. This is Barbara Bice in New York. It's a difficult call. It's about Daphne.
She's on antibiotics.
Her temperature has come down a bit.
Oh, that's good. But her condition is still critical.
Yes. If she comes fully awake, and if she recognizes you, that'll be a big step in the right direction. She's here.
Dr. Wells shows Matt into Daphne's room. He hesitates at the doorway, then tentatively enters. He sits beside her bed, his eyes glazed with tears. He gazes at her face, radiating beauty even in its stillness.
Hang on, Daphne. Hang on. I need you.
His face crumples with grief. A little later, he soaks a cloth underneath the faucet of running water, then goes back to Daphne's bedside. He gently mops her forehead. He gazes at her tenderly as he dabs the cloth over her face and neck. Matt's face is taut with worry as he gently wipes the damp cloth over Daphne's skin. Later, he's sitting on a chair in the darkened hospital room, his shirt collar undone, his face a mask of anxiety. Daphne lies in the bed, still and silent, lost in the darkness of her coma. Matt's now standing by the window, pinching his forehead with consternation. He sits down next to Daphne and takes her hand in his own.
Come back, Daphne. Don't leave me.
He presses his forehead against her hand, and she wakes up. Stirring sluggishly from her coma, Daphne looks confusedly at Matt.
Matt?
He looks at her, stunned.
Good morning. You've been asleep a long time.
Must have been some party. A hell of a headache.
No, what you have is a concussion. They tell me that you ran over a car. Huh? You're going to be fine.
Am I?
Daph. There's something I have to tell you. I love you. All my heart. And nothing can change that.
I love you. I have for so long.
Justin.
I don't know what that was. I left him a month ago.
Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted to. I came to see you the other day, but you were with Harriet, and I just thought that...
Harriet's just a friend. Oh, God. We have been so stupid, huh? You have to get well for Andrew, you know.
I know.
And...
Gazing at her tenderly, he makes several signs. A joyful smile spreads across her face.
Yes. Yes, I'll marry you.
She caresses his face. He kisses her.
Yes.
Yes.
He kisses her again. Barbara comes in with Andrew.
She's all right, Andrew. She's going to be all right.
Andrew throws his arms around Daphne. He signs at both of them.
it's mush.
Now, Andrew blows out candles on a birthday cake. They're on the terrace of Daphne's house. Andrew hugs Daphne, then throws his arms around Matt. Then, as Andrew cuts his cake, Daphne puts her arms around Matt, and they kiss.